نحمده ونسلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everyone hope you're doing well inshallah in this video I just want to look at the author of the text that we wish to study over the next few months God willing so the text itself Usul al-Shashi it's a bit of an interesting dilemma because we don't actually know for certain who the author is of this text. there is some detail about him in terms of where he hailed from. So we seem to know more about where he's from than who he is. So we know that he comes from a very ancient city, Janj, which is now modern-day Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And Janj, for those of you who may be interested in a bit of history, was the pre-Islamic name of Tashkent. And then later on, it was Arabicized to Shash, i.e. Usul al-Shashi would be from there, Usul al-Shashi, named after the town. Or the city. Interesting, Firdowsi in his famous Shahnama, which is a chronicle of kings, refers to the city as Janj, and it later took the name Janjgund, which means the city of stones. City of stones, because there were huge stone citadels which covered its skyline, and it was south of the river Sir Darya. Or Sayhun. And during the Qara Khanid rule in the 10th century of the name, the city was actually changed. Its name was changed to its Turkic pronunciation, Tashkent. And so the modern spelling of Tashkent reflects Russian orthographic conventions. Okay. Now, it's very, very interesting in the book that we have in front of here, this particular edition of Usul al-Shashi. Dr. Akram Nadwi says, وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِي يَبْعَثُ عَلَى الْعُجْبِ أَنَّ مُؤَلِّفُ لَا يَزِلُ مَغْمُورًا. That we don't actually know, despite the fact that this book is like well known, right? It's taught in madrasas. We don't know who the author is. He's virtually unknown. So the book is famous, but the scholar who wrote the book, we're not sure exactly who it is. And the source of the confusion, interestingly, lies with the many manuscripts of the work which don't name the author. Okay, we have one exception, which is an 11th century manuscript found in the library of Murad Mullah in Istanbul, which says that the Usul, or this Usul text, was written by Abu Bakr ibn Ali ibn Ismail al-Qafal al-Shashi, who died in 365 Hijri. However, this is incorrect because this particular scholar named here in this manuscript, Al-Qafal al-Shashi, was from the Shafi'i school of law and was occupied with propagating the Shafi'i teaching in that region. Of course, our Shafi'i friends may retort and say, well, what's the big deal? Maybe you're learning Hanafi usul through a Shafi'i scholar. Another name that crops up as well is this name here, Abu Ya'qub Ishaq Ibn Ibrahim al-Shashi, who died in 325 Hijri. And then you have another name which also appears as well, and that name is Abu Ali Ahmad Ibn Muhammad Ibn Ishaq al-Shashi, who died in 344 Hijri. And so some people say, one of these two may be the authors of this text as well. However, the problem we have with this ascription to these scholars, to Abu Ali and Abu Ya'qub, is that these two scholars, it's incorrect to attribute the book to these two scholars, as the text of the book contains reference to two Hanafi scholars, Abu Zayd al-Dabusi, who died in 430, and this is mentioned in the text as well. And there's a Shafi'i scholar, Ibn Sabal, who died in 477. So can you see there's a discrepancy in their text, because they're mentioning someone who came after them. They're referring to someone who came after them, right? So between, between the former two and the latter two, there's like a discrepancy of at least 85 or maximum of 152 years between them. Okay. There are other names as well mentioned. The front runner, if you like, for the name is Nizamuddin Ash-Shashi. Nizamuddin Ash-Shashi is really the front runner here. And he came from the 8th century Hijra, right? And we don't know if this is 100% true, but the author of this particular copy of Usul Shashi, Sheikh Akram Nadwi, takes that position. Okay, so it's said that he wrote, whoever this Nizamuddin Shashi, he wrote this book when he was at the age of 50, and it's mentioned in Kitab al-Khansim, this particular ascription as well. So it's also been referred to as a Kitab al-Khamsin, because the author, Nizamuddin Shashi, if we say he is the author, wrote this book when he was 50 years old as well. Okay, there is a commentary on it. There's a number of commentaries on it, which I will go into maybe in a separate video. But Mawla Muhammad Khwarizmi al-Farabi, who's famously known as Shamsuddin Shashi, wrote a commentary on it, which he completed in 781 Hijri. Okay, so this is just an introduction to sort of some of the conversations that go on about this particular the actual author of this book. What I want to do in the next video is briefly just take you through what the text itself is about. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.